living in the West here, what we can do is very limited. We're not in the front lines out there. We're not being targeted. We're fairly secure here in our West. What we can do is create awareness, of course. But that awareness has to come within first. It's an inside-out process. And part of that process is to adopt the Sira of the Ahlul Bayt. One Sira of the Ahlul Bayt that we have to understand in this dawn, in this era of the Ghibat of the Imam, is the ability to turn hardship into worship. Digest that for a moment. It's not going to get any easier. Our fifth Imam says that if the individuals knew the events that would lead towards the zuhur of my grandson, they wouldn't want to be alive during that time. It's not going to be easy, brothers and sisters. It's difficult now, it's going to be even more difficult before the Imam arrives. So we have to figure out a way to take this hardship and turn it into worship. Amirul Mu'mineen was hit with a poisonous sword on the morning of the 19th of Ramadan. He said one phrase. He announced his success in that blow to the head. Fustu bi Rabbil Ka'bah is a very famous statement, he says. I would say, Amirul Mu'mineen, you were the one that destroyed 70 kuffar in Badr. You were the one that ripped the door of Khaybar. You were the one that killed Amr ibn Abdawud. You were the one that the Prophet said, "You kullu iman in Jang Khandak." You were 33 years old in Ghadir. But nowhere do we hear the announcement of the success of Amir al-Mu'mineen. When he was hit with the sword, he announced his success. The hardship of that moment turned into the worship of Amir al-Mu'mineen. You ask the sister Imam Hussein, Bibi Zainab salamu Allah alayha. When she was asked with a ridicule, with almost a sense of taunting her, that how did you find the day of Ashura? Very famous statement. This is a woman who saw everything. She saw things that Imam Hussein didn't see. Imam Hussein's mission of Karbala ended on Asr Ashur, physically at least. She took that and she continued it all the way back to Medina. It's not easy to take 200 plus kids on that journey. It's not easy to take Imamat on your back across that journey, but she did that. And she witnessed everything from the shahadat of her own sons, her own nephews, her own brother, everything. And when she was asked, she simply said, what? Ma ra'aytuhu illa jamila. I saw nothing on that day but beauty. Can you imagine for a moment, what level do you have to be at to witness that bloodshed, to sit there on Tilla Zainabiyya and watch your brother who has been with you since day number one, 200 plus arrows in his body. And you're witnessing that with your own eyes. And you equate that to beauty? Ma ra'aytu illa jamila. Hardship into worship. السلام ای شهید کربلا ماه روی نیزه ها میکشی منو السلام السلام ای شهید کربلا ماه روی نیزه ها میکشی منو